From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of March 5th, 2012. This week, in honor of the recently celebrated President's Day, we present the first of several episodes featuring songs that recall the role of rivers in the American Revolutionary and Civil Wars. Have a listen for about 45 seconds.
Peacefully dreaming, and their tents in the rays of the clear autumn moon, and the light of the campfires are gleaming. A tremulous sigh as the gentle night wind through the forest leaves slowly is creeping, while the stars up above with their glittering eyes keep guard over the army.
You've been listening to part of All Quiet Along the Potomac tonight, performed by Bobby Horton on the 1985 album Homespun Songs of the CSA, Volume 1. The lyrics are from Ethel Lynn Beer's poem The Picket Guard, published in Harper's Magazine in November 1861. As a key border between the Union and the Confederacy, the Potomac River was a focal point of the Civil War. But many other waterways also were important in battles, strategy, industry, and movement of troops and supplies. Control of the Mississippi River, for example, was a major objective of the war. Many Virginia waterways were significant to the conflict, including the Rapidan River, the Rappahannock River, the Shenandoah River, and of course the James River, site of the Confederate capital at Richmond. Thanks to Bobby Horton for permission to use this week's music. For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia Water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.